Imagine if every brushstroke, every color palette you ever love from your favorite artist was replicated without consent at the click of a button. Well, that's not too far from the reality we currently live in. Today on AI Roundup, we're diving into the latest Midjourney controversy that's got the art world and AI tech giants at a standoff. Hey everyone, welcome back to AI Roundup. I'm your host, Phil Buck, and if you enjoy what we're doing here on the show, please hit that like button and sub to the channel. Okay, so today's show is full of AI ick, so let's just get right into it. Midjourney, a name once revered as the top dog in the AI image generation game, now finds itself navigating a thorny legal thicket. The issue at hand? A vast database comprising the styles of 16,000 artists allegedly used and or intended to be used to train its generative AI program without permission. And while we still have to at least float the possibility that working under the principle of fair use, perhaps... and perhaps is doing a lot of heavy lifting here. Perhaps what they intend with this list might somehow be okay. The communications surrounding the implementation of this list make it very clear that Midjourney has no concerns or respect for the IP of artists. At the heart of this controversy is Exhibit J, a spreadsheet that's become a pivotal piece of evidence in a copyright lawsuit against Midjourney. This list, allegedly curated by the company itself, not only names artists, but also categorizes styles and genres. And if you are a Midjourney user, you'll be interested to know there's even a tab of all the banned words that you can't use on Midjourney. This list, alongside discussions on how to dodge legal bullets, has set the art and tech communities ablaze. From blue chip darlings of the modern art world to a 6-year-old Magic the Gathering fan artist, it seems no one's work was off limits. I've been reading a thread by John Lamb on X that again and again, people, living working artists, are sounding off in the comments that they found their name on this list. And at the top of that thread, some screenshots, one from Daniel Russell, a senior software developer at Midjourney. He is quoted saying, "Just need to launder it through a fine-tuned codex." And then if you go a little further along, an anonymous post, or at least someone that's been blurred out in the screenshot, says, "All you have to do is just use those scraped data sets and conveniently forget what you used to train the model. Boom, legal problem solved forever." And I got a note. It was reacted with 400 emojis. Wow, you're a genius, bro. That's a great idea. So beyond the headlines, these are real people with real livelihoods. You can go talk to them on that X thread if you want. And they're potentially being undercut by AI that can mimic their life's work in seconds with just a few words. It's kind of a chilling thought that's left many in the creative community reeling and rallying for action. The lawsuit, which has been evolving over the past year, we've covered it on the show before, it's brought together a coalition of artists including Sarah Anderson, Kelly McKernan, and Carla Ortiz, who allege that Midjourney and other AI firms have built their technology on the backs of creators without consent or compensation. The legal battle isn't just about compensation, though. It's about setting a precedent for how AI and creativity coexist. Or really, can they coexist at all? In previous rounds, the court actually dismissed certain claims, citing issues like lack of copyright registration. However, the case is far from over. The artists were allowed to amend their claims, adding more detail and more plaintiffs to the class action lawsuit. So on top of just adding that list to the lawsuit, I think the communications surrounding this list, as shared on that same X thread by John Lamb, it indicates the intentions of the MJ developers to obscure the source of their scraped data. To me, this is damning to say the least. The evidence speaks for itself as far as how they intend to continue to enrich their product, but the why is so much worse. As this legal saga unfolds, it serves as a reminder of the broader conversation we must have about ethics in AI. How do we harness the power of these technologies while respecting the rights of individuals? Where do we draw the boundary between public domain and personal creation? These aren't just legal questions, they're the reflections of our values as a society. Moreover, for me personally, I'm starting to wonder if LLMs and image generating diffusion engines like Midjourney can be allowed to exist at all. Let's say that hypothetically the engines can be trained in an ethical way, and we've talked about this on the show quite a bit. Supposedly Adobe Firefly is the only one that we know of so far that claims to be ethical, yet they keep getting called out by artists who find stuff in their data set. So let's say there is one and it's only trained using public domain in art from creators who consent, which is probably a big missing component of this. You know, would society benefit from the tool if that was available for anyone to use it? You know, I've been trying to remain neutral on this show as a technology show, but also one made by creatives. I want to ride the fence on these image generating images. I want to see the opportunity for technology to evolve, but I still don't want to see people exploited. But to me, this report shows that clearly Midjourney is a malicious force in the struggle to implement AI technologies. They don't have the good of artists at the heart of what they're trying to do. And most people would say, duh, Phil, come on. I mean, I'm one of those people that likes to give the benefit of the doubt. In this case, you know, while we've used in the past, we've used Midjourney to create thumbnails and filler images for the graphics of this show, AI Roundup will be discontinuing any use of Midjourney for the production of the show and most likely any image generating models in general. I mean, I think it's time to actually, I was going to keep using them until we saw litigation and regulation. I think it's actually time to stop using them until we see litigation and regulation that can be worked out for these tools. So with that being said, that's it for today's episode. What do you think? Is AI art the future? Are we opening a can of worms that can't be closed? Please drop your thoughts in the comments or sound off in our Discord. All right, guys, if you like what we're doing on the show, as always, please hit that like button and subscribe to the channel. And you can stay connected with us on social media at MSP Media TV. If you'd like to reach out, you can email news@mspmedia.tv or you can call 833 MSP Network. All right, y'all, I'm Phil Buck, and that's it for the January 10th episode of AI Roundup, and I'll see you next time.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.